The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda is doing a lot of things. She's on assignment today, but I have as my co-host Sharon Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning there. How are you?
I'm happy to fill Linda's Louboutins this morning.
Louboutins, which I hope are shoes.
They're shoes.
Okay. I'm just wondering. Good morning, Bad Bob.
She had me reaching for Wikipedia right now.
I was, you know, I was lucky because I saw you jumping for the delay button. What'd she say?
Linda would know.
Yeah. Of course she would.
Knows this. Okay. Let me see. It's 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like today there, Guy?
Mostly cloudy skies. High near 69. Rain likely tonight. Matter of fact, seeing some stuff out on the edge of the radar. Not sure if that's incoming rain or what. But rain should pick up after 11 o'clock. Very, very likely. Low will be around 53. Showers likely for your Wednesday. Fall weather is here right now. In Reading, we have 58 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
For our customers, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. You know, Chuck Kinney and his wife and the crew out there give great service at Shasta Gas Propane. He's also rehabbing a bunch of tanks out there, and he's using veterans. And people we hire are veterans to work out there. Give him a call, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
You said tanks. Propane was not the first thing to come to mind.
Yeah, he's not building tanks out there. Okay, Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I'm not really dressed for this weather today. I was dressed for like 80 degrees today.
We've noticed that. You and Linda. Okay, course owner and CEO of a wonderful business here, Home Helpers.
Thank you. Just celebrating 10 years in business.
That's right.
And we are proud supporters of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So for all you ladies listening in, tell your female friends and family to be sure to schedule their annual mammograms. We employ about 60 local females and have actually had numerous clients, breast cancer survivors, and actually some of our caregivers through the 10 years I've been in business have, been diagnosed with breast cancer, and we've supported them through that process of treatment. So it's definitely super important and super curable and, you know, treatable if you have early detection.
Yeah,
so
we had Dr. Pramila Danuka on, who is an oncologist, the only woman oncologist in the Reading area. And she, we had a great, great show on breast cancer and early detection, and she talked about it, how this is something that, this is not a death sentence. This is, if it's found early, can be cured.
Absolutely. And in fact, a couple years ago, I heard a gal talking at an event I was at, and she said that she has a group of friends. They're all in their 50s. Every year, they do a mammogram day. And they all go together, and then they all go out for a champagne lunch afterward. So you can actually do, if you have some friends or family members and you want to make a day of it, why take something that we all, you know, we don't absolutely look forward to, but is necessary for our medical treatment, and then make something fun out of it.
Making something fun out of it. Have the champagne afterwards.
That's right.
Maybe before my
celebrate
help.
The friendship of these
okay.
ladies.
Hey, you know, we got a lot of things going on today. Ted Leidy's coming in today and talk about a concealed carry class he's going to teach. Now you say, well, okay, what's new about that? It's because he's teaching a class where all the proceeds are going to go to Liberty on the Border, a Civil War exhibition at Turtle Bay.
He's been supporting
and
that.
Yeah, and that's right. And,
right.
and Sharon and Home Helpers is also supporting that with us. The KCNR is acting as kind of an umbrella for all these different people and organizations that will go in with us and to support this. And Ted's teaching a class where all the proceeds, all of his instructors are volunteering for that, and all the proceeds are going to go to the Liberty on the Border.
And I know you've been really generous with your package. We advertisers get a great commercial package, and a portion of half of that goes directly to the event. So.
Anything that you know, like $500 or $1,000 that's donated, you not only get a tax write-off, but then you get that much advertising.
So
for
really,
us.
For us, for you're giving away the commercial space, and
I'm giving away the
in lieu of
space.
Us donating the funds.
That's right.
So it's a great win-win.
It is because we've never done this before, and the reason we're doing it is because, one, we believe as a community, if you want to keep a museum like Turtle Bay, the community needs to support it, because no museum makes it. It's very rare that a museum makes it on its own.
Well, and the exhibits that they bring are so unique and amazing.
That's
and,
right.
And so many of our school children go through there, and hopefully the same will be true with this
130,000 people. You know, wander through mm-hmm. the Turtle Bay grounds a year. And if you have this and we support this, this is going to help keep Turtle Bay here, because a city without a museum, I think, is bereft of a lot of those great things that the museum brings.
Yeah, absolutely. And my daughter worked there over the summer in the museum, and there was people that came every single week with their grandkids and had an outing, and then there was a ton of tourism. She said she never even realized how many out-of-the-area folks were coming through. So,
and people who are against – I mean, people don't – for some reason, they think that, Turtle Bay won't make it. Turtle Bay can make it. It's true. But as somebody pointed out the other – I think it was Mike DeQuisto pointed out the other day is there is – you know, most museums need – you know, they get grants.
Community support.
They need community support. Mm-hmm. They also run on grants. There's very, very few of them, probably less than 10%, that actually run on what they bring in.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, to get a good exhibit, like this exhibit here is like $20,000.
Well, yeah, and then they would have to price it and price out
and
people
price
that,
out
that
people.
Need to come.
That's
so they need to make it affordable. They obviously need people to underwrite those exhibits, because they can't just rely on...
So we thought we'd jump in, and So we thought when we jumped in, we're going to pull everybody with us.
We grabbed Sharon right away. When is that coming?
Well, the grand opening is going to be this Saturday.
Okay.
They had the soft opening. It's open right now. Mm-hmm. And then from there it goes through January.
I'll make sure I get over there and look at it.
Hey, we're going to take a break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's right now has got coffee of all makes and all makes and models. What can I say? It has the pumpkin latte, though, because it's that time of the year. You can always buy different types of coffee there in the pound, not by 16. Sometimes they sell coffee like 12 ounces. They sell it by the pound there, exotic type coffees, anything you want to make coffee with. And, of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state, right there at Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Appreciate what they do for our community and our veterans. Today on the show, besides, we're fortunate to have Sharon here.
Besides me.
Besides
what else
you
need, Carl?
We talked Ted Leidy. But the guy from Concierge Sales, I think they probably got a different name, and I'll talk to him, is the gentleman that is handling the sale of the Anselmo Ranch. In restaurant. He's going to join us at 8 o'clock today, and we're going to talk about what they do when they, you know, how do they get ready? How do they sell, multi-million dollar properties? Because they go all over the United States.
It's Sotheby's, right, or something?
Well, Sotheby's is in it, but also Concierge, I believe, has got, they're the ones that are kind of like getting buyers in, and also, he is taking buyers all over. They fly in.
Okay.
He picks them up, takes them out, shows it to them. And all that. So he's going to be on today.
Interesting.
Mr. Vargas, and we're going to talk to him.
Great.
We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, of course, Linda is, she has got all those things she's doing. When I left, she was up and already working on the computer with other things to do. We'll be right back. Sharon Clark and myself.
I was left in my own.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment today, and Sharon Clark is my guest co-host.
Good morning, everyone.
And she is here bright and cheery. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Anything you can imagine in jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry, except high prices. And let me tell you something. Leonard gets just the, you know, the best gems and diamonds and emeralds from all over the world there. And he doesn't have this huge markup like some places do. So head on down to Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. And Linda shops there. Linda,
I want to go in there because I inherited a couple rings from Graham. Oh. And so I want to go in and have him looked at.
He can tell you. He's really big into estate jewelry.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, okay. Super. I'm going to do that.
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Leonard, sir. Okay, Sharon, as home helpers, we have to take care of our seniors and others. Now, but we've got holidays coming up.
Yeah, this time of the year, I really encourage families to double check when they visit mom and dad. This is a perfect time, whether they're in Reading or outside of Reading, if you're spending time with them, to kind of look out for some signs that might indicate it's time to get involved in their care a little bit more. And some of the common signs are medication monitoring, discussing with them what they're taking, why they're taking it, being sure that it's being taken properly, maybe helping set up a pill minder, a day of the week box if they're getting more confused. But just asking them to explain their medications to you a lot of times will help. There's like 65% of seniors hospitalized every year are due to medication noncompliance. So it's a huge preventable problem.
My father, toward the end of his life, when I was visiting him, I mean, he was getting around, but he still had I looked at his he had two shoeboxes full of medicine.
Oh, and they don't want to get rid of them if they're not taking them anymore, so then they hang out.
It may be, but I think he was taking probably several from both
each box. It is a science experiment sometimes.
Well, that's what I'm saying is how do they know what's going to impact on their patient like that? And but you're right. But if they've got it there and they're not supposed to be taking it, you know, you need to kind of see where maybe the expiration dates are.
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that happen. And also they'll be taking them incorrectly. They'll kind of decide that, oh, I don't really want to take two, so I'll take one. And so just understanding and letting them repeat to you.
Self-medicating.
Yes, what they're doing is a great thing to look for. Also, meal preparation, dietary issues are huge amongst the elderly. A lot of times I've heard families say, being in this field for 10 years, they sound so great on the phone, they're doing just fine. Then I show up. And the house is not being taken care of anymore. There's not a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables in the fridge. You know, one of the spouses is caring for the other one, so they're getting run down. And so even having family members help with some shopping, getting fresh food in there. We have a great Meals on Wheels program here in town. And, you know, again, our agency, Home Helpers, we have great staff that can come in and shop and make some meals ahead of time. So we don't end up with, you know, issues caused by, you know, that kind of neglect. You know, in this generation, dealing with folks in their 80s and 90s, a lot of these men were not responsible for a lot of household cooking, and a lot of women cooked for large families. So it tends to be a really big challenge as they age just to keep their food freshness and well-balanced meals and in the kitchen. So it's your time to kind of be the eyes and ears when you go out there and looking at the food freshness, looking at, you know, are the bills being paid properly? Are there any pink notices? And maybe putting a few things on auto pay. You know, there's little things that you can start doing to assist them. You know, maybe they just pay a couple bills out of their checkbook, but you put the newspaper on auto pay and the Power City of Reading on auto pay and assist them with a few things like that. It's good. It's good to get involved and be,
well,
be aware.
You have to do that. You have to. You have to see what's going on with your parents. You can't just assume everything's going well. You know, like we noticed. I mean, even though you know, Linda's parents are much. I mean, here they are. They just went with us to Europe. I mean, and they were with us the whole way. Everybody's hiking. My sister is like, you know, screaming for, you know, calling for a taxi that she's dying out there walking. And my 81-year-old mother-in-law and 83-year-old father-in-law are just going for it. Good. And but yet, when you go to their house, you notice little things like. Oh, there's cobwebs there that weren't there before. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been there for a while because maybe they didn't – I don't think they saw them. Otherwise, they would have been destroyed.
Sure.
But but they didn't see them. So there's little things like they're – and they're starting to slow down. Some.
Yeah, a lot of times the first step for families with my agency is light housekeeping. That's kind of, you know, mopping and changing the bed and vacuuming get to be pretty physical, hiring a, you know, landscaper to come in and do the outside and just, you know, keeping people comfortable in their home and addressing those needs as they arise. So if, you know, I'm available. I've been doing this for 10 years. So if you have questions, you can call my office at 226-8350. If you think your loved one needs some caregiving, we're a non-medical agency with bonded and insured staff. I come out and do a home assessment. It's no charge, lasts about an hour. And or in my office, if the family wants to meet with me ahead of time to determine what their parents' needs might be. Of course, as you've always touted about me, Carl, I know a lot about other local agencies and what
veterans,
they do and nonprofits.
And you're really great with the veterans.
And the veterans. And,
yeah, appreciate
that. And we're excited. You know, the first of the year, we're going to be launching some more services for veterans and some more discounts for veterans. So I'll be back to talk more about that.
Great.
In 2015, we're going to be doing an actual dollar, a percentage of service off for veterans and some other great things that we have lined up for that. So,
oh, good.
We'll
I might have you come in,
that.
Come in and have somebody drive me around then.
There you go.
So, you know, talking about those pink slips that you see, you know, that, you know, it's like it's, you know, we're telling, you know, it's been a couple months or it's been a month and they send the pages in pink, right?
Right.
I got one of those the other day from a local business, but I didn't know that because there's nothing on the envelope. But in on the, you know, through this little window there, it's pink, and I'm thinking, well
we don't.
I open it up, and it has nothing to do with bills. They're looking for my business, and this is a local business in town. And when they do that, and they've done it before, I think, you know, this is really despicable.
Then it irritates you, so then you're not going to do business with them anyway, right?
And not only that, but here you've got, you know, here's the postman goes through, and, you know, because they know what the pink means. They say, oh, okay, overdue. But you see something like this, and, you know, I we pride ourselves on paying our bills on time and all these things. And then when you get this, it's just kind of like, why would you
trickery.
Do something? It's
mm-hmm.
trickery, and mm-hmm. it's a local business. In fact, this is reminding me. Now I'm going to call them and tell them to take me off their list.
Yeah, no, and they got what they wanted. You opened it.
They got me what they wanted. But as soon as they did, they just also and I'd remember their name too, because it irritated me to do that when I threw it away. And I think, you know, I'm going to call them.
You know, I've had a few people call my office and say, I'm calling about your phone bill, and we'd hate for you to, you know, not have phone service or something. And they say something like that to my office staff, then they get me. Then I realize what they did, and I'm and I've said this to them, you know, you misled my staff to get me on the phone. Do you really think I want to do business with you now? But people are so underhanded these days trying to get to the decision maker or to the homeowner.
I'll stay on a robocall until I can get to a person.
Yeah.
And then I'll say, take me off.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hey, do y'all, Ebola.
Interesting stuff going on with
that
right now.
Yeah, I've got like about 4 minutes left to talk about this. But, you know, it appears that the nurse that caught has proven positive for this, had put on all the hazmat material. But according to a story I read, it was her family said that she had only had about 30 minutes to learn how to use the uniform, put it on and use it correctly. I don't know if that part is true, but if you look at it, that here are health professionals that know that this guy has got Ebola. And now they're covered up with – they've got face masks. They've got gloves. They have all the gowns and everything on. She still got it. So it makes you have to wonder is that if she got it, what happens if you know –
Well, yeah, we're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, now, but it also says, well, you know, if – but here's something that's even scarier. There's a formula called the binomial distribution. And what this means is – and Bob likes the formulas – is that you eventually it will catch up with you. If you do something enough, it'll eventually catch up with you. Like if you've got like less than 1% chance of something happening to you and you do it, well, then your chances, you know, if you do it once, it's probably nothing's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You do it 275 times, however, your chances are 92% that something's going to happen to you. So it's the thing about it is if you've got several Ebola patients in a hospital and you've got all these different people working on them, and there's dozens.
Oh, right.
It just is just a, you know, it's just a matter of time. If you look at just the distribution of the people coming in and out, that somebody else is going to get it. And then somebody else is going to get it.
And it is scary, I think, for the medical professionals right now, because it's what one little mistake or error or, you know, something not going just right for you can really impact your life, risk your life. So I really applaud the folks that are continuing to help all these folks.
Now they're saying is that the African cocoa industry is saying that this is hurting their business. And the fact is it because the pickers are getting – the workers are – there's so many of them coming down with Ebola that they can't pick. Or somebody says, I'm not going to eat chocolate again from Africa. Okay. If it's from Switzerland, it's all right. But you might find out all the chocolate comes from Africa.
Yeah, I know. Enlo's going through a bunch of training. I saw on the news this morning. They're, you know, getting prepared and going through extra trainings with their staff.
Who's that?
Enlo Hospital in Chico.
Oh, well, yeah. We had the emergency room physician on Taggart the other day, and he said they've gone through all the procedures and protocols. I'm sure Mercy Hospital is too.
Mm-hmm.
Because in today's society, with the way you can fly, you know, you fly a lot. You've traveled that, you know, you're sitting and you think in a safe spot in London or Amsterdam or LA or New York. Somebody comes up and, you know, rubs up against you or coughs on you.
Well, and I just feel bad for the guy that passed away that did go into the ER and did tell him he'd been traveling and did
to Africa.
Yeah. And did communicate all of that and got sent home with, you know,
ibuprofen.
Yeah. I mean,
here, take two
really
ibuprofen.
Sad.
Take two ibuprofen. Wait till the fever really hits you badly. Then come on back in and infect us.
I mean, I definitely understand there are times it's gone too far, and we do everything we can, and the person still passes away. But what a preventable situation for him.
You would think. So. Well, you know what? I don't know. Maybe they couldn't have saved him. But at least he might have had a better shot
at
it.
Well, yeah, and he ended up exposing other people, his roommates and everything else.
And then you wonder how many other people have been exposed to this. You know, if you look at, you know, these old movies where, you know, you end up being a prepper.
Mm-hmm.
If you've prepped, you're still alive. And we've already talked with you about this, Sharon, about your lack of preparedness here. But you did go out and buy a flashlight the other day.
I have the Maglite package from Costco.
And you got extra, but you got extra batteries too, right?
I know. I realize I don't have very much food. I don't have extra batteries. I definitely was thinking about doing the concealed weapons class that you were talking about. I was definitely thinking that might be interesting for me to do because I've never really been that comfortable around firearms. But that may be like just a good introduction for me to just understand what
you'll know how you know how if you see a weapon to a firearm if it's safe or not. And how to check a firearm to see if it's loaded or not loaded, and then you need to know that if you find a firearm, or I mean it's just where you find
it,
then it's probably should be secured a little bit better than that. I mean if you're walking through somebody's house or something, I mean they should not.
Right.
And if it is, you should also know if it's loaded or not.
Yeah, all I know is they actually make little cute pink guns. I know that.
Linda is looking for
the
one
with that's
the,
what I know.
No, we can find you a little pink gun, too. All right, we're going to take a break. Sharon Clark.
Stand in front of the end with the hole.
Yeah, we'll show you which way to point
that's
it.
That's right. Okay,
there you go.
Sounds good.
There you go. Sharon Clark is my guest host today. We've talked about, very important, is it's going to be the holidays and how you need to be checking on your folks, the seniors, making sure everything's okay.
Yeah, don't wait for a crisis.
Yeah, start checking now. We talked about Ebola, how that's one of those great things that it started out now and is still rolling, and it could be coming to a neighborhood near you. There's a couple other things, but we've got Ted Leidy coming in today, and the gentleman that runs the sales, these multi-million-dollar sales for Concierge, will be in. Mr. Vargas will be with us today, talking about how they do this and about the sale up at Anselmo's. We'll be right back.
My name's Brent Weaver. I promise to fight to keep our neighborhood safe and strong. Vote for me, Brent Weaver. Together, we will take back our city, streets, parks, and neighborhoods.
Paid for by Weaver for City Council 2014.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
I'm Francie Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. I have deep roots in this area. I was born and raised in the Bitterroot Valley of Montana, but I've had family here since before Lassen erupted. My husband is retired and we could live anywhere. We choose to live in Reading. We love living in a friendly, generous town. We're grateful for the parks and trails that help keep us healthy, and we're grateful to live in a community that knows how to come together to solve problems. Together, we'll make Reading a safer town. I want to invite you, the public, to become part of the process, made up of all of you, the City Council, and city employees, to make Reading thrive and be the best place to live, work, and raise a family. With safe neighborhoods and quality jobs, I'm Francie Sullivan. I'd appreciate your vote on November 4th for the Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sullivan for City Council 2014.
Beginning October 1st, the KCNR 1460 daily lineup changes with Laura Ingram from 9 a.m. to noon. Then, noon to 3, America's favorite financial and political analyst, Dave Ramsey, with one of the highest rated programs on the radio today. Mark Levin will remain at 3 to 6, followed by Dennis Miller and Roger Hedgecock. KCNR 1460 with Nate Arborea on sports and more local programming than anyone else in Northern California. KCNR 1460, the pulse of the North State.
Hi, my name's Brent Weaver. Reading needs a strategic plan to fight crime. We need new ideas, positive energy, and a fresh perspective at City Hall. Vote for me, Brent Weaver, on November 4th.
Paid for by Weaver for City Council 2014.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PBA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Dubois, Linda's keeping us moving on the home front here, and I am blessed to have as a guest co-host.
Ooh, blessed.
Blessed.
That's better than cursed.
Oh, what did I say?
Blessed.
Sharon Clark, CEO, founder, owner, Home Helpers.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
10 years.
10 years.
Well, you know, you've been with us from the very beginning, and from the time we started the station. So,
yeah, that I had just risked everything to start my company. So when you and Linda broke away and took that risk, and as I was always say, stepped off the curb.
And that's exactly what you said.
You feel like you could either make it or be hit by a Mack truck.
There you go.
So it's a lot of risk.
There's a lot of times you wake up, and you know this, you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning going, what have I done?
Three times a week usually for me. I have the 3 a.m. wake up call.
Not as much as that.
What the heck?
Unless I think it's a dog. But then again, come to think of it, it could be you're getting up and then because you're sitting out all these, what am I doing here?
Right.
That we all wake up. Linda wakes up, I wake up, it's probably all most of Redding. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. He does what no other windshield repair business can do and offer you a full guarantee from a little bitty chip to cracks over 24 inches in length. Now, you think about that. I had like a 12-inch crack on my windshield down at the, on the corner there, and he fixed it over 5 years ago, and you can't see it. Call Jeff at 241-8373, or stop by 3208 Market Street in Redding.
He just fixed two of my vehicles.
There you go.
Great guy.
Redding Crackmaster.
$45 a pop.
That's not bad.
No.
Well, no, he doesn't charge a lot, but he guarantees it, too. So if anything happens,
you
just bring it back down.
Super nice guy.
Veteran, guys. He's a veteran. And he does, you know, he fights against the chains, just like he goes against corporate, just like we all do.
That's right.
Hey, we're joined today by Ted Leidy.
Thanks for remembering my name, Carl.
Well, thanks for remembering to get here on time.
I was here on time.
Cost a line of departure, 2 minutes late. Oh, you know what that means. How many men did you get killed right then?
Do your listeners know I'm late? Really?
Yeah, normally what?
Now they do. Now they know I'm late. Appreciate it.
They do now.
Actually, I wasn't late. I was here right on time. And I already pulled up my article here so I can talk about the new gun laws and everything.
Okay. First thing we want to talk about, of course, is Ted Leidy, who has Northern Firearms Instruction, is that you offered up a class on concealed carry for free if a donation is made, a tax-free donation is made to the Liberty on the Border Turtle Bay Foundation.
That's right. November 22nd and 23rd, you and I and Pete Ray at Sportsman's Warehouse are going to teach a private CCW class. The donation is $150, completely tax deductible, and then all money, not proceeds, all money will go to the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit Liberty on the Border.
So when you write your check, you'll be writing it to Turtle Bay Foundation and handing it to me, at which time I put them all together and I wander on over that week and hand it to them, to Turtle Bay. And this is part of the KCNR effort to support the Civil War exhibition, Liberty on the Border, which talks about the lead up to the war, which is really interesting because a lot of people think it was a one reason war, slavery. Slavery played a great deal in this, but slavery under the guise, it was under states' rights. And what right did the federal government have to come down and impose its will on the states? And a lot of that, as you're seeing, is happening today. A lot of people are questioning that today. And then, of course, the Civil War itself and then the aftermath, which is still going on until today.
Yeah.
So it's a great exhibit, and we're all – and Ted, thanks a lot for being behind it. And Sharon, thanks so much for being behind it.
Thank you.
We appreciate that
and
so
what
much.
And what are the hours going to be of the class?
9 to 5 on Saturday. 7:30 to 12:30 on Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday we shoot.
I got a sign up last night. Jim Spencer down from VFW Post 1934 already has his CCW and has been through two other courses, but said he wants to support the cause. So
there you go.
He signed up
Molly,
last night.
Molly has got herself and three other women. She said they may have signed up for the wrong class. I said get them into this one.
So if you don't have any experience with weapons, would this be a starting place, or would there be other classes you'd recommend first?
Oh no, that's our specialty, is no experience.
Okay,
you don't even have to have a firearm.
I don't.
I don't even know
if I want one, but I just think it'd be a great way to introduce myself to them. And
yeah, we have nine instructors, and each one of them have a gun problem, so they show up with all these guns.
A gun problem,
yeah. And
you have a shoe problem. We have a gun problem.
Carl's one of them, so we show up with all of these guns, and there's never a charge to use a firearm or ammunition in any of our classes. So
great, okay.
Well, Ted believes it's best that you get you started with a pistol that's easy to use, easy to operate, and then it teaches you all the safety, because you do same safety procedures, same way of keeping the gun pointed away from people, away from yourself, how to hold a pistol and all these.
I think I took a hunter safety class when I was a campfire girl, but you know that was a lot of years ago. But I think it would be great to have. I think it'd be great to just have a firearm at my house in a gun safe. Maybe not carry it. I'm not sure that I feel comfortable with that part, but it'd be great to just learn about what I might feel comfortable doing.
Wait, pause just a second. I'm picturing Sharon in a little green outfit with maybe pigtails.
It'd be pink camo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
Well, they do. They have pink camo out there, too. So just for you to know. Okay.
You know, that's one of the most rewarding pieces. And, Carl, I know you feel the same way is approximately, because we do a ladies-only class also, 50% of that class has never fired a firearm. And it is, I mean, it's just so great to meet them at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning and then graduate them on Sunday at 12:30 in the afternoon and just to see how happy, confident, I mean.
Yeah, comfort level completely
different.
Oh man,
they're just like, I never knew that this could be so.
Empowering.
Yeah, that's the word. Thank you, Carl.
They've used the word empowering before because they, you know, protection. And this is what I ask every class.
Well, I think we all feel very vulnerable at times as females. Well,
we're more victimized.
And I say, so why are you taking the class? And this was Linda's idea. She said, why don't you ask them? She goes, she was in a class one day. She says, why don't you ask them why they're taking the class? And in every case for the women, it was self-protection. Their husbands were gone on trips, or they lived out in the countryside, or they were living by themselves, and they traveled. You know, maybe they had a place they go up to on the weekends. They did this for protection.
Well, you know, I go out to these homes. People call my office. They set up these consultations. I go out to these homes. I don't know if that guy calling in really has a mom. You know, I'm as vulnerable as a realtor. You know, I'm
Absolutely.
Going out. And so that's where, you know, I've thought of, you know, what's pepper spray going to do? You know, I'm out remote. Sometimes my cell phone doesn't even work. So, you know, it's definitely crossed my mind to have something available to protect myself should I need that. So,
well, you learn the basics of, for instance, you're talking about maybe not carrying a gun, but maybe having one in your home. You mentioned that earlier. Mm-hmm. The difference between a carry gun and a home protection gun are night and day.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't even understand
right,
and realize
which
that.
Which I don't.
Yeah, that's completely different. You know, carry guns are designed to be carried, and obviously home protection guns are a little bit larger with a little bit more magazine capacity. And, you know, they have accessory rails on them, and
they have lights.
I got a new light last night. I want to tell you about that.
But they also could be long guns. They might be a shotgun.
Mm-hmm. Right, shotgun.
They could be, and we teach that part in the class too, is that what's right for you for self-protection in your home and when you're out. So, and you know, and I didn't even think about that, but you're right, Sharon. I mean, you could go out to places that.
Oh, I have pulled up before and thought, wow.
Well, here's one of the things that we teach in the class is if you pull up and you get that feeling.
You leave.
Right.
That's what you do. You're actually only given three options in a dangerous situation. That is to escape, fight, or hide. That's all you can ever do. If you've ever pulled up to a gas station, looked around at the nefarious characters hanging around the gas pumps and left, you've already escaped. We all escape all the time. It's a natural instinct for us. And that's always the first option that we want you to exercise is to escape.
Oh, sure. To avoid the conflict at all costs.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
And you're right. You know, when you see what happened to that woman realtor.
Oh, I thought about it. And, I really thought about it.
That lady that was called out there, and this guy called her to that house and then killed her. And then we have friends that are realtors, you know, women realtors. And, you know, they're doing things like, if you want me to show you a house, fine. You need to show up and give us a copy of your driver's license, or we need to see you.
And she had let her husband know where she was going. He knew the address. She communicated, you know, and so, you know, and again, being realtors and myself, our pictures are all over, you know, there's some seedy characters out there, and you just never know. And it's unfortunately, you just got to be on guard.
And this guy
just
been released from prison, as we're getting ready to do with Proposition 47, if they pass that, is to take all of these felons and make them misdemeanors and turn them loose on our streets again.
I already voted.
Did you? I hope
you voted. Oh, man. Are you kidding me? I wish I could have voted 10 times on that.
46 and 47. No.
Yep. So, absolutely. I hammered that.
Anyway, we got to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about new gun laws that are coming through here.
All right.
And that... you can dress in this cute little outfit, too, if you go on out there. And
I'm all about the outfit. I mean, I just started golf, and I love those outfits. So
try not to wear the golf outfit.
I would not be taken seriously with that one.
We'll be right back after these
messages. Likes hot brass.
Carl Bott, Sharon Clark, Ted Leidy. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it has been an honor for me to serve on the Reading City Council these last 8 years. The future of Reading is bright. We still have many serious issues facing us as we move forward. Issues like pension reform, roads, water, and above all, the rising crime rate in the city of Reading. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past 2 years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. October the 14th, it's Tuesday. 58 degrees out there today. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a nice day, except I think it may end up raining, according to Bad Bob and the weather report. So this is great.
National Weather Service, yes.
Well, and always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But, you know, it looks like maybe we can get a little rain going on here. That'll help a lot.
I'm ready to bring out those fall clothes. There you go. Sweaters and boots.
I know. Linda's going through all that stuff.
Boy, echoes of Linda right there.
I tell you what, they're not interchangeable, but they are very close to each other. Alliance Heat and Air brings us this segment of the show, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Have you had your heating system checked out? Have you had the filters cleaned? Have you checked the ducts there? Or is the electrical system working well? Is it working economically because the cost of electricity is going up so badly? Give Alliance Heating and Air a call at 221-2642. That's 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Outstanding professional service from Alliance Heating and Air. Sharon Clark is with us here, CEO and founder of Home Helpers. And then Ted Leidy, the CEO and founder of Northern Firearms Instruction.
That's true.
Along with Carl Bott, the founder and half of the founders and the CEO, because Linda lets me, of Free Fire Media. So, okay. Now, new gun laws. They're coming into effect. I haven't heard them, so let us know.
1 January 15, these gun laws are coming in. They were just signed this month. Like 1 October. One of them was signed back in July. That's the single-shot exemption for pistols. So,
What does that mean?
Okay, so here we go. Assembly Bill 1964 was signed into law in July. It'll go into place 1 January 15. And it closes the loophole for the single-shot exemptions. You know, firearms have to be sent to the Department of Justice to go through a rigorous testing testing procedure. And it's very expensive. And so manufacturers sometimes just say, well, look, we're not going to sell guns in California. I'm used to that happening all the time. Well, there was a way in accordance with the regulation that you could bring a firearm in as a manufacturer and then modify it to a single shot and then sell it to the public. And it's real common, and
single
legal.
Single shot what?
Single shot semi-automatic pistol.
Oh, okay. But you could alter it.
The manufacturer, somebody with a manufacturing license, mm-hmm. of which there are a few in town here, could alter it and then sell it as a single-shot pistol. And therefore, it meets the requirement. Single-shot pistols do not have to go through the testing process.
Then they would turn around.
And they would sell it, and then the owner would remodify it back to its original form.
At the same shop.
At the same shop.
So you'd walk out, come back in, and give it back to them.
Give them back right the barrel, the kit, or whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter how that works. Everyone does it different. But
right.
It was completely legal. It was a great, you know, way to get a firearm that was hung up. You know, most of these firearms you could buy in 49 or 48 other states. You just can't get them in California.
And there are some real nice firearms, too.
And
there's reasons that a number of the big firearms companies aren't selling firearms here is because any type of change means it has to go through this whole process, plus being added on if it's a semi-automatic weapon. It gets the when it gets the designator put on it, or the brass marker has to be on it, or something like that.
It's got a loaded chamber indicator, yeah. Which is a little a steel flag that comes up on top of the slide that lets you know the firearm is loaded. In addition, it has a magazine disconnect, which means it cannot be fired with the magazine out of the firearm.
And if they don't want to go through all of this, then they just don't sell here. And that means a change, an alteration of the weapon that could be something as simple as a little screw changing the screw on the grip that has nothing to do with the firing of the pistol.
Absolutely. And then, of course, and then the state mandates they go back through the testing process, which is thousands of dollars and years, you know, how the state moves. And so basically a lot of manufacturers are just saying, look, I'm not going to do it. We're not going to sell in California. We sell in 49 other states, and we have no problems. We're not going to sell firearms in California. So,
which is what California wants.
Yeah, you know.
Essentially. Okay, what are the big ones coming through here?
I got a big one right here. Two big ones, actually. Assembly Bill 1609 makes it a crime to transport a firearm into the state of California that is legal in the state or that is not on the state roster, but it's not illegal to own unless you send it to a federal firearm license dealer. So that means if your daughter gave you a gun in New Mexico, right, you could not haul it into the state.
I couldn't just bring it into the state. Even though it's legally it's a legal weapon.
It's legal.
And I but I can't just bring it in.
No, you if
so now I am
lines,
now I'm a felon.
Well, you're
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know why they do this, right? It's again it goes back to control. Is you know, it's like if criminals – you think criminals really care about that? If you think criminals really give a damn?
No.
Whether they you know, they're not going to come through there and have that gun registered. It's for you and I who want – okay, oh my, and if I don't do it for whatever reason and I'm shooting on a range and somebody says, is that gun registered? And I say it's registered, and you know the whole thing is just another way of taking your rights away from you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like assault. You know, the problem with all of these laws is they're authored by people who live in urban areas and don't know anything about guns. I mean, they really don't care.
They don't care. They just want to. They want to get their names on something.
They got to stay on the front
page.
All
right. So if I bring, I can't bring a 30-30 Winchester into the state unless I take it down to Bassiani and have it. Have it registered.
And do you think that was because people were going out of state to buy the firearm and then just bring it back?
They can't purchase firearms out of state as a California resident. So, no. But they were going out of state and picking them up from their friends, you know, and bringing them in and family members and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, but really.
It doesn't seem like a large percentage of the people probably.
Oh, no, it's very small.
It's not. It goes under the control.
Just something
thing.
Else, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
what
very
else?
Small.
What else we got here?
This is the worst one. Assembly Bill 1014 authorizes a family member or law enforcement officer to file for a restraining order against you to have your firearms forfeited. That's a crime against humanity as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, what this means is, Sharon, you and I have a relationship. We are getting a divorce. And you go and you say, well, and you take out a restraining order, or you just go down to see Sheriff Basenko and you said, I'm sure Carl's going to do something with those guns. Whether I have or not, because you're angry at me. Or let's turn around. I go down to sheriff and I say,
She's psycho,
right. And I'm afraid she's going to kill somebody. That means is in now you have to go to court and prove that you're not a psycho.
Instead of you proving that I am.
Right. You have to prove that you're not.
And they're going to issue that probably until that time.
Well, that's
it
a good question.
It can be a long time.
And but they could come in and they say, until this is adjudicated, we're taking those guns. And so, and then get this, New York is taking it to the next step. It doesn't have to be a family member or a member of law enforcement. It could be anybody.
Yeah, this
that,
is
that fears is, that fears horrible. That you're going to use these in a and it's going to be dangerous with these. So they signed this. So now, somebody can go up to the sheriff and say, I think that they're a danger. And now the sheriff has to act.
So, for instance, in New York, if I was an advertiser and we had a disagreement on a bill. And you were mad at me, I could go in and say, hey, I'm worried I did business with this guy. And
he carries a concealed weapon. I'm afraid he's going to do something.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, it's real.
And you think about how scary that is.
Very common. I mean, it's going to be standard procedure in divorce. It's that simple. If there's guns involved, the attorney is going to say, let's go get those guns.
As soon as there's a restraining order. They have to come in and take those guns.
Yeah, but in many divorces, there's no restraining order.
But if somebody throws a restraining order out there, they come in and take those guns.
Well, now how much easier is that going to be? I mean, it's just a simple court.
This is just somebody that, you know what, this is – it takes away your rights. And based on this crazy guy down there in Santa Monica – was it Santa Monica or something? Was it the college down there?
Santa Barbara.
Yeah. He kills his three roommates with a knife. Then he goes out and shoots two people, and then he eventually shoots himself, and then he hits a bunch of people with a car. And so what they've done is they've taken away your right. They've said that, oh, a family member can come up and have your gun taken away. They didn't say anything about taking your knife away or your car away. What if you got somebody that's crazy? Hey, you know what? This guy's crazy. I'm afraid he's going to run out on the road and hit somebody or hit people or get into a wreck. Take his car away, Judge.
Yeah,
you don't
it's
that.
Ridiculous. But you know what irritates me the most is it's not a failure of the people; it's a failure of the judicial system. I mean, it's big business. They've set up a business in the judicial system of making money on the taxpayer, and it has nothing to do with effectiveness or keeping people off the streets or anything.
Right.
It makes money.
And I think
end of story.
As a taxpayer, as a citizen, even if you're listening to this and you're like me and you don't own a gun, once you see people stepping over this line, we all should be concerned about it
because if it's another right.
And that's where I think – that's where I always pay attention to those. It may not impact me now, but other parts of this are going to.
Well, that's right. And you know, now it's – let's just say now it's, like Carl said, family member and law enforcement. Next year, they'll just add to it because I already got half of it written. They just add to it.
Yeah, so now it could be like somebody that – well, what if it's not a – what if a family member's not there? But what if it's a roommate or a next-door neighbor that sees – you know – and it could be something like, I see him carrying guns in and out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and because
so
you
what?
Go out and shoot. Yeah, it doesn't mean you're dangerous, but now they're fighting. And now they can, you know, now they call the cops. Now you have to explain why you're carrying a gun in and out of the apartment.
That's right.
Thank you, California. Thanks, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearms Instruction.
We're going shooting today. I'll see you later.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Butt, Sharon Clark.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A World Health Organization official says there could be up to 10,000 new cases of Ebola every week within 2 months. Assistant Director Dr. Bruce Aylward also says the death rate among Ebola victims has now increased to 70%. Meanwhile, in Fort Worth, Texas last night, a vigil for the Dallas nurse who contracted Ebola while treating a Liberian man who snuck into the country with the disease from West Africa by lying on a questionnaire. Registered nurse Katie Romer with the National Nurses United organization says that the government is wrong to suggest that the nurse, Nina Pham, allegedly failed to follow proper procedures.
We are here to provide care to the patients in this country and in our communities. That's what we do. That's what we will continue to do. What we are asking for is the ability to do so safely.
And she says that will require stepped-up training for dealing with a crisis. Also at SRNews.com, Syrian activists say the U.S.-led coalition has launched several airstrikes today on Islamic State group militants in northern and eastern Syria, and most of those attacks have been near the border town of Kobani. That's a town that's been under attack for about a month now, sending many refugees fleeing across the border into Turkey. The president, meanwhile, set to meet with allies about the fight against Islamic militants.
The president and his military commanders are meeting with defense chiefs from more than 20 nations participating in the fight against the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq. The meeting at Joint Base Andrews outside Washington comes as the White House claims progress in the U.S.-led campaign against the militants. But there are plenty of officials who have expressed doubts about the effectiveness of the president's strategy.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston on Wall Street, the Dow trying to get some traction today after another losing session yesterday in which it was off by 222 points. In early trading, the Dow is up about 30 points. This is SRN News.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
At least 27 people have died, 25 been seriously injured in crashes involving General Motors cars with defective ignition switches.
That's the latest update from attorney Kenneth Feinberg, who was hired by GM to compensate victims. GM knew about faulty ignition switches in Chevrolet Cobalts and other small cars for over a decade, but didn't recall them until February of this year. The switches can slip out of the on position, which causes the cars to stall. It also knocks out power steering and turns off the airbags. Feinberg is accepting claims until December 31st.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Citigroup is leaving the retail banking business in 11 markets as part of its ongoing effort to restructure and slim down since the financial crisis. Citi says the markets impacted would primarily be in Latin America, Egypt, Japan, and parts of Eastern Europe. By the time the sales are all wrapped up, Citi will offer consumer banking in a total of just 24 markets. This is SRN News. A furniture rental company has agreed to settle some serious charges with the state of California.
Attorney General Kamala Harris has announced a $28 million settlement with Aaron's, a furniture and computer rental business that allegedly violated consumer protection and privacy laws. Harris says Aaron's Incorporated overcharged customers, omitted important contract disclosures, and installed software that could spy on laptop computer users. The Atlanta-based business is the nation's second-largest rent-to-own business. It operates approximately 75 stores in California. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Peter Pumpkin Eater himself couldn't chow down this pumpkin all by himself. It weighs more than 2,000 pounds. John Hockley is the owner of the 2,058-pound gourd that's gotten first prize at this year's Safeway World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay, California. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda's on assignment working today, and I have as my co-host Sharon Clark, CEO and founder of Home Helpers.
Good morning.
Good morning. Of course, we have Bad Bob. It is 8:05 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm looking down because on my on the chat room, they're talking about the last rainstorm we had. We had some plants going, and now they have to wait till next spring, and they're growing. And they said the naked ladies have bloomed four times this year. And I
that doesn't mean anything to me. I don't speak horticulture.
And so if naked ladies, and look them up. And I'm not sure what they must be. I assume that those are flowers.
I thought that was a band that had a hit a couple of years ago. No, that was the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, I never thought of that. Well, yeah,
I did. 1 week.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, what's the weather look like today there, Bedbomb?
Well, as we look at the weather, we are seeing rain off the coast and maybe some drizzle up in the mountains. And we're going to see cloudy skies today and by tonight, a pretty good chance of rain throughout the North State. Low will be around 53 degrees. Today's high will be right at the 70-degree mark. And showers will remain likely until tomorrow. Currently in Reading, it is 61 degrees. And the report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. And in about another month, it's going to be our customers are warm friends. Head on down to Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-3793. They give senior and veterans discounts. How you doing today, Sean?
Great.
You know what? Are you talking about the? Are you talking about the shooting? Actually, going down and taking a class here.
I'm excited. Okay. I think that's really exciting.
You know what?
It's been on my mind.
Bring a couple of your friends. I tell you what. It's almost like if you have because all of Linda's friends went out and they all shot. It was like and they shot together and they learned they could help each other. The whole thing. So.
Well, and then because I know enough. That if I ever do get a firearm, I need to be out shooting it and maintaining it and comfortable with it. You don't just do a class and buy something and put it in your purse. I mean, you need to be comfortable with it and continue. So if you have a few friends that do it with you, why then you can, plan a girl's day and go out and go shooting for a while.
And that's what the girls do. They'll go out and they'll go to down to the range at Ren Gun Club or other places in town and go in and they shoot and they have a good time at it. And then, they put all the guns away, and they may go have a glass of wine.
Right.
After they put the guns away.
Yes. And I think that, it's definitely been on my mind, again, as we mentioned last segment with that realtor that was murdered, to have something to protect myself when I'm out in these areas.
Well, that just makes sense, because no matter how tough you are. Well, anybody can
be taken. And I've been into some sketchy places where, you know, there is an elder there, but there's a son there who's, you know, coming off of drug addiction, living in a tent outside. And, you know, I've been to some pretty sketchy areas in 10 years doing this and areas where my phone didn't work. And I don't know where I'm going all the time before I get there. So it's been on my mind. So I think it was really good. And I'm definitely going to take the class before I make any decisions about purchasing anything. But I'm going to
just use our guns.
Yeah.
And then that way you'll be having an opportunity to see a lot of different guns. And you can go down to, Bastiani's or, mm-hmm. and he'll make a great deal for you. Bastiani
yeah.
Arms.
So I think that'll be really interesting. I'll keep you posted on that. Well, I'll see you there, right?
You'll be there.
Okay.
If that's because you're going to be taking that class along, you know, for the, you know, this is really, you know, we have these, the package, like you said, is that you sign up and the money is donated to Turtle Bay, which is a good thing for mm-hmm. for the exhibit. And you get a tax write-off and you get advertising here. And now you get a gun class.
Right. I'm super excited.
You know, you've got a four-for there. You've heard two firsts and three firsts. You've got a four-for.
I've got a four-for.
A four-for. Okay. Let's talk about our guest. Orlando Vargas is on his way in. He had to stop off and see a rancher today, but he is planning on being here, and he's the one that's going to be selling the Anselmo.
I'm interested to hear about that.
Oh, so am I. I think that's going to be a real interesting and I've met him before, and he's a very engaging, outgoing kind of guy, as you can imagine. He's based, I think, out of Florida, but
schmoozing all these folks to spend that much money, yeah.
People are flying in. He picks them up. They're here for a day. Turn around, hop back in their planes, and fly out of here. Mm-hmm. So
interesting.
Sounds like a great name for an actor, Orlando Vargas.
I think there has been somebody named Orlando Vargas, but I'm not sure. What do you do if when you see I'm starting to look at some of the ads. Are you watching any of the ads, the political ads?
I try not to.
Well, yeah. You can't help but see some of them. And then you see things going on. And the question is if – somebody is saying something that you know is not the entire truth.
Oh, that's so tough, isn't it?
It is, because what they, you know, what they put in there is the truth to that point. And then they cut it off. In other words, somebody's made a statement. And the, you know, and they'll say, and a question's asked to them, and they answer, no. Boom, it's cut off right there. But then you don't hear the rest of the answer, which changes the no answer, or at least qualifies the no answer.
Right, they're editing out.
They're editing it. Mm-hmm. And I frankly don't like that.
To fit their agenda.
The reality distortion field of politics.
And it is, and there's no reason to do this. You know, frankly, I'm one of those people that believe in fairness. And, I mean, if you're going to go after somebody, there's rules of engagement. You go out and you fight them hard, but, you know, you don't need to lie. And then if we're associated with it in such a way, like somebody's taking things off of our archives or off of our show, I have a problem with that.
Oh, for sure.
And before the show's over, we're going to talk about that even more if I don't get an answer back.
Well, you know, Carl, when we had that senior legislation last year and people were trying to get on the ballot, and someone said to me at 99 Cent Store, will you sign this? It helps keep seniors safe in their homes. And the bill had nothing to do with keeping seniors safe in their homes. It had everything to do with hiring practices and making it more difficult for people to get a job as a caregiver and putting legislation in on that end. But what they said was, the party line was, sign here to help keep seniors safe in their homes. Well, so it's on all of us that are voting.
Yeah.
Read through everything. Ask questions. Do your research.
Don't listen to ads.
Yeah, because, I mean, really, and we get bombarded with all this media without even realizing it. We start to take on the agenda sometimes in our own head. And just it's really important. Voting is a huge responsibility. This is my daughter's first year to vote. And, you know, I've been chatting with her about it's a huge responsibility and to be educated on what you're doing.
We have these two measures, 46 and 47. If you listen to them, it sounds like, oh, my gosh, they're going to save kids. Oh, my gosh, it's going to bring money to the our education and rehabilitation. That's number 47. That's where they take all of the felonies that people are in jail for felonies and they change them to misdemeanors, which automatically releases to 10,000 people. Back on the streets again. You know how that works for
which
us.
Is another reason for me to have my CCW.
There you go. You know what? Frankly, Jerry Brown and the Sacramento legislature, this is the funniest thing is they turn loose all of these criminals back onto us. The crime rate skyrockets. So everybody starts buying guns. Then you make it harder to buy guns.
Right.
And use guns.
The vicious cycle.
And so, which makes then the crime easier. I mean, and the whole thing is like, you know, it makes you wonder what they're doing. I mean, but Proposition 47 is going to turn these people loose. Every law enforcement agency, district attorney, everybody is against this. And yet, the ACLU thinks it's a good idea, and we're trying to get an ACLU member up here on the show, and we can talk back and forth about why he thinks this is a good idea. And then you have, I think, 46, which is the one for the doctors that shows, oh, these, we're going to protect the kids. Well, it's bought and paid for by the lawyers, so, you know, the lawyers' lobby. What it does is it raises the limit on malpractice so they can sue for more. Imagine that. So
those rates will go up.
Yeah. See if doctors and nurses and hospitals like that one.
Well, you know, and another point with 46 with the criminals, you know, a lot in this
47 is criminals.
47. Yeah. In this economy, it's hard to get jobs. Then you end up with more people homeless. Then you end up with more people desperate. You know, just in my office complex alone, we've had 2 break-ins in the last month. We never have had any before. People charging their cell phones outside of our building and their electric wheelchairs and, you know, congregating out there and you know.
Wait a minute. Did you hear this one part in here? I think you just, even though you said it, we're so calloused that it really didn't strike me right then was when you said, oh, yeah, they're up there using electricity to charge their cell phones. Charge their cell phones.
Yeah, and some of these folks literally, they're
That's
homeless.
That's destitution for you.
They go get a check from the city and each month. And
wherever.
And, yeah, and so, but, you know, so we covered the outlets on our building, and then some of these folks have tools now, and they broke off the outlet covers. And now we're as a property management is putting on now more covers that are more secured.
You know, you're trying to have to bear proof these.
We had to lock the dumpsters. Everyone has a key now because that people were in the dumpster area and you know,
sleeping in the dumpsters.
Yeah, I feel for people, but you know, you just can't have the safety issues for all of us that are paying our leases and
trying to live an orderly life. You've got to be protected first, you know, and too bad. And we've got to get over this. We got to take a break first. Carl Bott, Sharon Clark, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Give us a call, 605-4567. How have you changed your life with all the crime that's going on out here? How have you changed your life? Or has it changed your life? I've heard people say, nothing's changed. Really? Give us a call, 605-4567. 58 degrees out there.
My name is Mimi Mosley. Growing up, I learned I was responsible for the choices I made. Since moving to Reading, I've seen how my choices can truly make a difference as a small business owner and resident. I'm choosing to vote across party lines to make this important change to our city council. This change will be historic as it betters Reading. I believe Francie Sullivan loves Reading dearly and feels a calling to make the tough changes needed. Francie is always on duty as she encourages small business owners, listens to the concerns of her city, and pushes for a safe Reading. Francie's heart is to launch new jobs as well as bring safety back to our homes. Francie has faithfully managed Reading's resources and commits to continue this hard work. November 4th, the choice is yours, and you are responsible for that choice. I'm choosing to vote for 2 new city council members to help Francie achieve these goals as we live and work in this great city. My name is Mimi Mosley, and I choose Francie.
I'm Francie Sullivan. I want to make Reading the best place to live, work, and raise a family. Paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council 2014.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Measure B will make way for our community's first four-star hotel and create good-paying jobs for Reading residents. Here's Chamber of Commerce President Frank Strazzarino.
Reading's economy can certainly use the 40 new construction jobs and 70 permanent jobs created by the hotel.
Revenue from the new hotel will help fund the operations and improve the park. Here's Turtle Bay School Principal Linda Lawhon.
The new hotel will help sustain Turtle Bay, which provides educational and cultural enrichment for more than 10,000 children per year.
Measure B strengthens a one-of-a-kind community asset. Sharon Clay, curator of animal programs at Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay used to be subsidized by taxpayers. The new hotel will help make us self-sustaining.
Measure B, supported by the Reading Peace Officers Association, the Chamber of Commerce, all 18 Shasta County school superintendents, and thousands of local residents. Paid for by Yes on Measure B, Reading Residents for Jobs and a Sustainable Economy, with major funding by Turtle Bay Exploration Park and John Fitzpatrick.
Beginning October 1st, the KCNR 1460 daily lineup changes with Laura Ingram from 9 a.m. to noon. Then, noon to 3, America's favorite financial and political analyst, Dave Ramsey, with one of the highest-rated programs on the radio today. Mark Levin will remain at 3 to 6, followed by Dennis Miller and Roger Hedgecock. KCNR 1460 with Nate Arborea on sports and more local programming than anyone else in Northern California. KCNR 1460, the pulse of the North State.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl Bott and Sharon Clark. Gloria. 8:20 in the morning today, October the 14th. 61 degrees out there. If we may get a little rain tonight, it's going to go up to about 70 today, so it's not going to get that.
Yay!
That's great.
Sit outside
that's
for great. Lunch.
Sit outside for lunch. Yeah, head on down to Bastiani Arms and at 2539 Larkspur. See the guns he has on sale. We've been talking about guns and gun classes and protection, especially with things that are going on and the possibility of having 10,000 more felons who are now misdemeanor guys, which means, by the way, they can go out and buy guns. They've already in jail.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
They can.
Instead of
right.
being felons. So head on down to Bastiani Arms. And he prides himself not only on customer service, which is just outstanding, his gunsmithing ability, which is just, noteworthy, is that having the guns and ammo that you want, great sales, and all these things that have gone on in the travails of having such a shortage of ammo and guns. He never raised his prices. He never stuck it to the customer like some people did. Give him a call at 222-8222. Don't go to the big box stores. Go to Bastiani Arms. Support our local businesses. All right, Sharon Clark, CEO and founder of Home Helpers.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked about seniors. We've talked about guns. We've talked about Ebola. There's something
we've talked about safety
and around your house and all that, and especially and I'm the realtor thing, and in your case where you go out and visit people is a big thing, and I don't see how a woman realtor would go out to meet somebody unless she knew who they were, and she had a copy of their driver's license that, mm-hmm. and that people saw I want to go out and see this house. Well, I don't have time to come in there. Well, then you're going to have to give me time to find somebody to come with me.
Yeah, one time I did have a gentleman call my office, and his mom was in the hospital, but he wanted to meet me at her house without her home. And I said, I would just be much more comfortable if you came in here and talked with me first. And he was a little bit irritated, but then he did come into my office and was like, I thought about it after our conversation, and I realized why you would be hesitant. You don't know that where my mom is, and she's not at home yet. And, he goes, completely thought about it later and totally understand why you'd want to do that. So I think, and one of the things that Ted said earlier was, you have to go with your instincts and you have to, I think we as women a lot of times talk ourselves out of being nervous. If there's an elevator going up and we feel uncomfortable, we kind of go, oh, you're being silly. And we get on it anyway, or we pull up to get gas and we have a weird feeling and we push ourselves forward anyway. And I think it's important to recognize we have those feelings for a reason. And if you have second thoughts about getting out somewhere or something like that, you need to pay attention.
When you think about it, that it's in your DNA that you're alive here today after, millions of years of evolution or whatever, mm-hmm. That you believe in. And there's a reason for that. That because is that your gene pool
keeps going forward. The ones who didn't have those feelings, gene pool ended right then. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is, again, survival of the fittest when you, when it gets right down to it. And so if you're not, if you don't listen to things that, that you bother you, then you're going to have, you are going to have problems.
And I definitely think as I've gotten older, I trust my instincts a lot more. And when I, in relationships and business, when hiring staff, I think our instincts are a powerful tool.
Sunny has written in and says, Sharon is saying just what is in the book, The Gift of Fear, is all about. And she said this, a gentleman wrote it, and it talks about what fear does for you. And then it gives examples like this, and that, you know, the hair goes up on your arms. I don't know if you've ever done that, but if going on patrols and you get into a spot, and things, you just know things are not right.
So it is a gift because it's giving you the signal to avoid.
The thing about combat is, and I was looking at extending into another area when I got finished with Afghanistan. Hell, I was 58. I mean, with Iraq, and I was offered jobs in Afghanistan and Darfur, of all places.
Wow. Okay.
And to take over operations there, and this colonel I knew that knew me, and we'd known each other for years, and he goes, he says, frankly, he says at some point. Then we get into that binomial, you know, distribution thing, where if you're there, if you do it enough, that the odds catch up with you,
right?
And that it may not be a, you know, the longer you're in combat, the more you know, the more you sense, the more you see things, the more you feel things, and you even move differently. But at some point, the helicopter goes down with you, or a truck backs up and hits you, and because you put yourself in those positions.
Right.
So at some point, it catches up. That's why, you know, so when you see this thing about trusting instincts and the gift of fear that Sonny is talking about, you know, sometimes, you know, maybe they're not right, but maybe they are.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking up at the story of the Marshall, We Are Marshall, the football team.
Right.
That the whole team was killed, almost the whole team was killed in a plane crash. One player, his mom had such a fear for him flying. She had such a premonition. She got him off the plane. He's a college football player. And the plane crashed.
Wow.
He was not killed. Yeah. And they said it was never put in the movie, and it was not, you know, really magnifying. But this was a big thing. Everybody knew about this. So there was something going on right there. And you don't, it's not like that stupid movie that, you know, they keep off the plane and then these horrible things kill them because you were meant to die then.
That's right.
I don't believe that. I think if you live through that when you're meant to live, that, you know, that you have that ability to just keep going on. Okay. Are you ready for my rant of the day?
Okay, I'm ready.
San Francisco has Fleet Week going on. Fleet Week is when the Navy brings in all these ships, and then they do the Blue Angels flies over and has these great shows.
Kind of a celebration.
Of the Navy, and they make millions of dollars off this, the city of San Francisco. Here's my rant about this. San Francisco is a beast city when it comes to military. It's just a one that is as hypocritical and two-faced
as you
could possibly imagine. This is the city and the area that wants to bar recruiting stations. This is the one when the Marine Corps wanted to come in and use one of their streets to film part of the Marine Corps commercial, recruiting commercial. Wouldn't let them use a street. However, that same street, they said it would be too disruptive, yet that street is used for the massive naked bicyclists that go down it, plus all the other things. But they could not let the Marines use that for a filming one day because it was too disruptive. This is the city that said we could do a major exercise about in urban combat over at the Presidio, not in the city, but in the Presidio, which was the old Army base there. And then at the last minute, literally at the last minute, pulled permission when we were steaming north out of Camp Pendleton. I would be too disruptive. We came in and made a deal with the city of Oakland, and guess who the mayor was of Oakland? Yeah, that's right, Jerry Brown. who said, come on down.
Okay.
He just been there.
Well,
and that's one of the things that it's always in the back of my mind that Jerry Brown is a pragmatist, and he let us come in there because he saw what we were doing and saw this was going to save lives. We were looking for future operations and future ways of keeping Marines and sailors and soldiers alive in urban combat. And it's worked. And I don't know how many lives have been saved because of those types of exercises. And yet the city of San Francisco comes here. It's it's clear how they feel about the military, their leaders there. And yet here comes Fleet Week there and spends all this money. And during this time of sequestration, when even the mounted color guard of the Marine Corps, horses can't even go out to more than 20 a year, where they used to go to, you know, hundreds, to parade the flag, or they can't get the bands there, or they can't get them, they can't have the planes fly in other places, and everybody can't do anything because it says sequestration, and we're cutting back, 50,000 of our soldiers and Marines, all of these things, right? And yet they can have Fleet Week in the city of San Francisco. Is this incredibly hypocritical, except that I remember who the president is, and that I remember there's Feinstein and Boxer there. So,
and
what is
that's
what
a
is
lot the, of lot of revenue for the city, isn't it?
There you go. And yet, what does the Navy and America get out of this for them to do something that there? It costs millions of dollars to put it on.
And I do know from being in San Diego a lot how supportive that community is of their military, and just, I mean, so many patriots, so much respect for the men and women who are serving, and just the whole vibe of that area is completely different.
You want to have a Fleet Week in San Diego?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say a word.
I mean, just what an
amazing
community. I
would not say a word. But San Francisco? I tell you what. Anyway, answer the phone, and then we'll go to a break, and then whoever that is calling will be able to get on and have them tell me if I'm wrong or right about this. I don't know. I just find it somewhat hypocritical that they are doing that, that yet they go against the military every chance they get. And then, but we want your dollars and your sailors and everybody here spending all this money. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, Sharon Clark, of course, sitting in with me today.
Happy to be here.
I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, DeKine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Drought, excessive regulations, Southern California trying to grab our water. We need strong leaders in office willing to take a stand. We need Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our local values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Doug is fighting for more water storage and less Washington red tape. He's working to stop wasteful spending, like the LA to San Francisco bullet train, and slash the debt that threatens future generations. And Doug is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Doug LaMalfa.
This is Doug LaMalfa. I'm fighting for more water storage, less debt, and to protect our way of life. I approve this message, and I'd be honored to represent you in Washington, D.C.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl Bott and Sharon Clark.
Good morning, everyone.
Free Fire Radio. 61 degrees out there. It looks like we may get a little rain tonight.
Yay.
It's only going up to 70 today. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Our guest was going to be Orlando Vargas, and he may still come in here, we hope. But he was having to show clients the Anselmo Ranch because, as you know, on the October the 23rd, it's going to be auctioned. And he's been showing a lot of clients. He's with, I believe it's Concierge. I may be saying the wrong name all this time, but they're the ones that kind of put this on along with Sotheby's. But he has been, I met him one time and, he seems like it's the kind of guy that you would want to sell.
I bet he has interesting stories too.
Multi-million dollar property. Yeah. He is outgoing. He's quick and he's funny. So if he's not here today though, we've got him set up again for Thursday.
Awesome.
And so he can come in and talk about it. He's been texting me, in fact, about the he was out showing with a rancher today. So if he comes in, fine. If not, I've still got me. Not still. I have you. I have Sharon Clark here. We've been talking about different things. I had to go off on this thing on San Francisco. I didn't get a chance the other day. The other thing too is there was an article in the paper. I'm not going to say which paper. And why is that, Bob? Why am I going to not say what paper it is?
Well, by process of elimination.
Well, here's why. It is on the front page of this paper. I'm not going to say which one it is. It says, Bassetti, they're talking about Reading Mayor Resolute on Measure F. Bassetti, still animated after a radio interview Monday. Well, where do you think that was at? Right here, KCNR. And I've talked to the editor of the paper. I'm not going to say his name either. And he said to me, you know, the bad thing is everybody reads from our paper, but they don't ever say anything. I have always used this paper's name. I have stood up for this paper. I have beaten up on this paper. I have always been in this paper's corner.
Well, and I think in journalism, you should really quote what the source is in its entirety.
I think so, too.
Yeah, in its entirety.
But he didn't say anything about – he didn't say who the radio – and they do that. They'll say radio station. They don't say which radio station, even though it's our radio station. Mm-hmm.
And they should
because we have a lot of guests on here that say things that they use.
And, you know, everything's archived. If people have questions, they can go listen to it. So, perfect.
And speaking of archiving and all that, Orlando Vargas is here. However, he just went back out on the phone, so we'll keep talking here.
Okay. He's almost here. He's in the building.
Orlando has entered the building. Come on in and sit down.
Okay, that's good.
Oh no, it should be like everybody else in here. We just let these phones ring. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I don't know
if you've met.
Hi,
Sharon.
I'm Sharon. Sharon, nice Clark. To meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And Orlando, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for keeping me informed. I mean, you said you know, so many things going on, but we need to go to the phones first here. Charles, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Getting back to Fleet Week, San Francisco, and the nameless newspaper.
Yep.
This is the San Francisco. These are the same people that the nameless newspaper tells us that we need to be more like. You need to be more like those people down in San Francisco. You need to be more like da 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 da.
Yep.
Now contrast the spirit of San Francisco with the spirit of I hope I get his name right, General Anthony McAuliffe, who, during the Siege of Bastogne, gave his famous one-word reply to the German panzer leader that demanded his surrender.
Which was?
Nuts.
There you go. Succinct. Right to the point.
Exactly.
Okay. Charles.
And that kind of became the battle cry for the whole rest of the Battle of the Bulge.
I think it did. He was a hero when he did that.
Uh-huh.
Charles, thanks for your comment.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later.
On with the interview.
Thank you very much, sir. I need to get back with you on the subject you've been emailing me about, too. So keep me informed on that. But not right now.
All right, I will.
Okay, but not right now.
All right, bye.
I love Charles. You know, this guy is, I mean, he is on top of everything, and he's witty, but his writing is just superb. I mean, when he writes something, it's like, wow. Okay, Orlando Vargas. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, you are with...
Concierge Auctions.
Concierge
Auctions. Oh, you were close.
I had it. I just didn't say auctions. No, I may have, but
yeah.
I had the first part right.
Yep, you did.
And you are here to tell me what you are doing. Tell us, our listeners, what you're doing here with the upcoming Anselmo Seven Hills Ranch and Cattle Company auction.
I'm the one, basically, our strategy is that we make it a full-on project, and then we send a specialized person to handle that one specific property. So I'm here doing that. My marketing efforts have been, I've traveled all the way down to L.A., caught flights, been through Oregon. I've met with winemakers in Sonoma, Napa, San Francisco.
Tough job, huh?
Yeah. My favorite part is all the market research I have to do to compare wines. That's actually the fun part. But
the market research, yes. I must have explained those 12 glasses of wine I saw you at your table the other night. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I mean, maybe I don't have to do that much market research, but I insist I do.
It's fun.
You know, dedication.
In fact, Sharon and Linda would just hop right in there with you.
Yes. I've done a lot of amazing properties around the world. We're international. I've done islands, private islands in the Bahamas, and so forth. And this Anselmo Vineyards has taken a lot of my heart, actually. I really have gotten attached to it.
Okay,
I love it.
Talk about this. You know, we're talking about the auction is going to be
October 23rd.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, coming
and,
up. Okay.
And are there going to be people up there? At the ranch itself.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to select a location on the property itself. Sometimes we may do it on a nice hotel or something, but for this one, we're going to probably have it on the property.
If you couldn't find a nice place on that property, Orlando, yeah, there's a little faith
perfect
in you right there.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not even that. It's just there's cell phone service.
Oh,
a little scattered.
Oh, yes.
And
okay,
so
you're right.
We have a lot of times we'll have phone bidders because people are from out of town.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you had people probably on the phone watching this because they're in other places in the United States or Europe or someplace.
Right. I mean, our outreach, I've got clients all from even New York who have been asking me and questioning me. I've had clients who buy unseen because they trust what I tell them. I'm very honest up front. I don't, you know.
Well, tell us about Anselmo's. You know, because you are somebody that comes in here.
Yeah, what is your impression? What is your sales pitch on what a great property that is?
You know, what happens is that you have a lot of moving parts to this property. And for many people, it can be kind of overwhelming. One of the things I love, though, is that everything was done out of passion. It wasn't done by a business cost. So, for example, the chapel that was on there, some people may try to skimp on costs. Mm-hmm. He didn't do that. Mm-hmm. He did it to the top notch. Everything is built way above code. Everything is just built as good as you can get it. And, you know, it was an original property that was more for kind of like you building a house or, you know, making mm-hmm. your kitchen very nice to invite your friends over and entertain. Well, this was just his form of entertaining. And it kind of grew and grew and grew.
At first, you're right. At first, it was the kitchen wasn't meant to go through all of that. But
right.
But then it did. It wasn't something he had planned.
Correct. It wasn't. And so it's just now become a little gem that, I mean, Northern California, I talk about the property. A lot of people haven't heard of it because he didn't do any marketing. And then they come to see it. They're just blown away by it.
And, you know, frankly, he didn't – I don't think he realized because reversion has been gone for a while now, almost a year, in fact.
Right.
That how beautiful it was because sometimes when you're in a battle now and then you don't realize how great it is. But then he saw a video of how it put together and then with, you know, his friends telling him, you know, what a great place – what a beautiful place you built here. And he's truly proud of the place.
And we're so fortunate to have a place
like
that. It is our little Napa Valley, our little Sonoma getaway.
Yeah.
Well, what's happening, it's a paved the way. It really has. I mean, I've been down to Napa and Sonoma now probably three different times. I've met with many winemakers and owners, and they either heard of the area, didn't know what they could do, or now hearing of it and wanting to come here and do things like grow more grapes and, you know, make an agritourism destination. I mean, it would bring a lot of money to the area.
Well, it's an American viticultural, say that right? Area that's been designated by Congress, and a lot of this was because Anselmo pushed it through.
Oh, it was him. Yeah, it was actually him. He's the one that got the AVA status.
He got the AVA status, which means that the wine automatically is worth more because it comes from this kind of area. And I could see somebody buying that ranch and then increasing the amount because, you know, well, part of it's commercial recreation. The other part, though, is agriculture. They could put in more wine, more vineyards there.
You could do corporate getaways. You can do a lot more private events. I mean, there's so much marketing that can be done, with that.
But, Orlando, like you said, though, this is just – once people see this, there could be others that are moving in.
Correct. And it's and everyone who wants to do that is with all good intentions. It's not to – you know, I know that there's been a few people who kind of had a little complaint here and there, but it's – I mean, it's – a lot of people who have not been there, who have gotten to come out there recently, that are locals, have actually thanked me, saying, "I'm so glad you told me I needed to get out here before I said anything else."
Well, you
because
know,
they were actually speaking in a way. I was like, you know, just have you been there? And
right.
They said no. I said, just come, and then if you don't like it, then you can opinion once you've seen. And now they're big fans.
There's a great saying: when the tide rises, all the boats float. And I think as a community, as a proponent for Anselmo and their success, I think we all benefit from having it here. Even
Absolutely.
If you're not into wine, it's just making our community better and the level of class and the tourism aspect, and I just think it's a great addition.
Actually having to wear a shirt with a collar. I mean, imagine that. I mean, that's kind of the dress code is, you have to wear a shirt with a collar.
Yeah.
And those kind of things. I mean – and some people got upset about that. You know?
Right.
Oh, how come I can't wear my tank top in here?
Well – you know, quite frankly, no restaurant. I don't want to walk into any restaurant wearing a tank top.
And if you're spending that and you're driving out of town and you're, you know, investing in your evening, yeah, you want a level of class to it.
You want to have other people mm-hmm. around you. And there was a big discussion about, you know, how do you dress in Reading? You can go to an event and see anything but a tux to a Hawaiian shirt.
Totally.
And shorts. I mean,
you couldn't be more right, Carl.
I mean, and you still have to, you have to ask yourself. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. Our guest, Orlando Vargas from Concierge Auctions, who is handling the Anselmo Seven Hills Wine or Seven Hills Ranch and Cattle.
Yep.
Club. Cattle. Something. Anyway, he's handling the auction here, and when we get back, I want to talk to you about how you market something like this, and what it looks like it's going to happen on the 23rd, if that's okay.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
My name is Charlie Menor, retired Shasta County Superintendent of Schools. I'm honored to serve as chairman of Francie Sullivan's campaign for re-election to the Redding City Council. She is known for taking the time to carefully study issues and consider all the facts before making a decision. Francie is a fiscal conservative who has and is able to make the tough decisions that have helped the city of Redding weather these tough economic times. She is an avid supporter of Turtle Bay and understands its role as a major economic and cultural center for Redding in the North State. City of Redding is at a critical juncture in its ongoing development. Public safety, tough budget issues, and building a stronger job market are at the top of her agenda, and Francie understands the great energy and enthusiasm that exists in our city to address and move beyond these issues. Her vision is for a thriving and vibrant city for all citizens which to live and work is a vision I am choosing to vote for on November 4th. I hope you will join me. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sullivan for City Council 2014.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55...
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek...
where kids make their own pizzas.
...to Santa Rosa...
with a meatball that's as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the Shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks everyone, for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original Shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Sharon Clark today. Time is 8:49 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. Linda's going to be back down there with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds on the November 6th from 7 to 9 p.m. Last time was just a huge success. And a lot of people there, so you need to make reservations. Sharon is
I'm going.
Gathering her group of girls for a big night out there. Romance on the River, 243-3377 is the phone number, 243-3377, and ask for the Elements Lounge. They just have a great time in there. It was super last time. Our guest is Orlando Vargas, who is representing Concierge Auctions. You're out of Florida, right? Or everywhere?
Our firm is based out of New York City.
New York City, okay.
I technically live in Atlanta and Florida. So, okay. But Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. We're talking about the sale of Anselmo Vineyards and the Seven Hills Ranch and Cattle Company. Do you have hot people that are interested? And the other big question that Sharon has is, do they want to keep it with the restaurant and the way it is?
Yes, actually, I've had, I want to say about 30 different very qualified prospective buyers who have come in.
We're talking
from
about a lot of money here, aren't we?
Wonderful.
Can you talk about that? I mean,
He said a no reserve auction, which means that there is no minimum. However, people do have the option of giving what's called an opening bid. So it kind of starts the process out. Where it ends up, I don't know. Of course, the higher the better for everybody.
I was going to throw $1 million out there right away.
Yeah.
Well, just right away.
Yeah. I'll outbid you on that.
Okay. But, I told him, here's your way of getting even. anyway,
$1 million, $1. So what it does is everyone that comes through can see the property. Like I said, I mean, I've had buyers who have bought unseen because I can have them get on the video and walk them through and describe things.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen the video, you should really
need to
check
see
it out.
And you can find that on?
It's on our website. It's concierge.com, and it talks about the property and it describes everything. A lot of people don't realize how big that property really is.
Mm-hmm. It's like 2,400 acres.
Just over 2,400 acres. Yeah. It's got
Bear Creek and Bear Falls. Oh, beautiful down there.
Waterfalls. It's got I mean, it's spectacular. It really is.
Some people don't realize. Yeah, they don't realize.
I don't think I realize.
All the work he's done out there to take out all the manzanita. So he's got grazing areas out there and walkways down to the falls in, right. in Bear Creek. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's spectacular. I mean, I've found my several times I've just kind of went to go check one thing out and I end up hanging out just kind
of so the people that you have interested in it, do they are they looking at changing it or keeping it kind of the same or what?
You know, some people didn't quite know how to go about it. Some questioned maybe I should shut it down and restart over. My message that I've driven the whole time, it's not about doing any of that. It's actually very good how it is. It's all about enhancing what you've got. Yeah. So and so once they hear all my explanations and everything else, they start to really understand what they have in front of them, and they're just like, yeah, you're right. It would be a sad thing to try to take this down. What can I do, for example?
Just to enhance it. Yeah.
Just to take what you've got and make it better. So,
Got a very solid base there.
That's exactly right.
Very solid base, and with the with things like the special events that are going on there with weddings, especially.
Weddings. We've
in that
got,
restaurant with
we've
John.
We've got luncheons that are being done. And, you know, and the owner, when he saw I was going to sell it, he figured, well, I guess we shouldn't plan anything. I said, what are you talking about? You need to keep planning
right,
everything.
Keep
oh, no. It, yeah. Because yeah. Yeah. I know they're booked out through, I think, like July of next year for weddings and maybe longer. But,
well, right. I think that one of the great benefits is there is such a local following. They're not – the buyer is not just relying on a tourism factor. But there's so much local business that in the lower times of the year, you have everyone from Reading going.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. And you know, one of the things is, for example, they serve dinner only three nights a week, which they do Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday's a special pizza
yeah,
night.
Pizza night with right. some other things on the menu. Yeah.
Correct. And then so – one of the things that I've asked hostesses, is do you ever get requests for Tuesday or Wednesday or Monday? All the time. So I relay that message to the owner. It's like, look, just expand hours, for example. You already have it here. So expanding hours will
advance. And I'll tell you, Orlando, for somebody that's been following this for 5 years, as we have, because it's maybe over 5 years now with Reverge and Seven Hills, is and watching it grow like this, is that the groups of people that were there, you know, it almost changes. Like, you know, we go up there, and frankly, not as much as we used to when RC was there. But they've got, from what I understand, whole new groups of people have come in and found this place and love it.
Yeah.
Just like we love it. And John Stadelli is really a great chef. And he has, you know, wonderful food up there. And he's still there, and he's planning.
It's fantastic.
And the wine is amazing. The wine has improved through the years as well.
Oh, my gosh. The wine is so good. Mm-hmm. The food is fantastic. I mean, I'll be there Thursday night. Everyone should go.
Thursday night. Pizza
I'll be
night
in Tahoe, but I'll make it.
Okay, so you've got a number of people that are fully qualified, that are interested in this.
Yep.
And a lot of them would like to keep it the way it is. Now, what happens? We got like 5 minutes left. What happens on the day of auction?
Day of auction.
Can I come up there and just stand around?
Sometimes we kind of allow people to do that. For this one, it's probably going to be only registered bidders plus their guests. I mean, if anyone's interested, I mean, it's, you know, I might be able to allow you, but you
know, we could broadcast
we're
it.
We're just going to have two of my tasting and watch.
Okay, we've got a $20 million bid from him. What's your name again?
Yeah, but what happens is I'll have some buyers, I'm sure, from out of town. And like, for example, one of my prospective buyers flew in yesterday on his private jet.
And you and I were going back and forth with messages on because you were going to come on, but you had to make sure that this was that you'd be able to see him and take care of him.
Too. Right, correct. And but I have another person that's waiting that I have to go meet with right when I'm from here from Santa Barbara. You know, I mean Santa Monica. Excuse me. Uh-huh. So we've got people from all over coming, but like just for example, like I was telling you guys off the air, this person flew in from Beverly Hills on his private jet with one of his partners. They come here, they see this place, and they're thinking, wow, I never knew this existed. Then I show them Reading, and I show them, look, there are a few great items you just don't have any clue that exist that you need to see.
And what do you show them then?
I show them the sundial. I show them just the downtown area. I mean, it's basically – it's a great location. And then they see the – I make sure they look at the river because the river is beautiful.
Right.
This is some of the best, if not the best, trout fishing and salmon fishing in the world.
Right.
It goes right underneath that bridge.
That's correct.
And you can fish that all the time.
Exactly. And so when I start explaining that to them, they're just like, oh, my God, I had knew nothing about all this area. So it's so great to see that our exposure is also bringing people that are just, wow, he's excited.
If this one doesn't work out, now they've got their eyes on something else up here, exactly. Brother land, sure. That they can build something like this because, you know what, this is really nice, and we could bring – and that was the thing that Rivers and Selmo wanted the whole time.
Exactly.
Put away the fact of the big battle. What he wanted to do was start something here that would bring in people like him or with like-minded, maybe not like him, but wanted to build, have something absolutely beautiful
that they would
here,
appreciate.
That people right. would appreciate, that would bring in even more people.
Right.
And that's what he was trying to do. And
people don't realize that that's actually the best driver you can ever have for a community. It really is. And so all the fights and everything else, in reality – you have the person that's really fighting for your community. And so
that's
anyway.
It. Yeah. And he did. And people may not have liked the way he did it. But you know what? He stood up and he should have stood up to a lot of the stuff that is happening with this. But now it's gone. That's passed. And the next group coming in are going to raise, like you said, Sharon, is going to raise the level. And they're going to bring in more people.
Right.
Because all these battles, I'm pretty sure, are fought. Or they are. They're all settled now. They can sell this. And other people are going to come in and visit because they're going to see what they have, and then they're going to come back.
And the main thing is, you're not bringing in riffraff. You're not bringing in trouble. The clientele that comes here is not coming to honk horns and cause traffic and so forth. They're coming to spend money.
Absolutely
they
important.
They want to spend and enjoy the environment. But anyway, that's what any community should want.
You know, Orlando, thanks a lot for coming in today, and I really appreciate this. And I know you're leaving the day after the auction.
Typically, I don't have to leave that quick, but
my job's done.
What I'd love to do is, if you didn't have to leave till like noon, is come in that day after that and kind of tell us what happened. Even if you called and said,
I could call
them. Give us a call and just say, hey, look, this is what happened, and kind of tell us if you don't mind.
Okay. Yeah, I could make that.
A little snapshot of the day.
Somebody knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Here's a latte. All right. Hey, thank you very much for being with us today. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sharon, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
You bet. Tomorrow, Sheriff Basinko's coming on. We're going to talk about how to lock up some of these problems we have around here. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There is more troubling news about Ebola. The World Health Organization reports that 70% of those who get it die, and the WHO says there could be as many as 10,000 new cases per week within 2 months. An experimental Canadian-made Ebola vaccine that has shown promise in tests on primates is beginning clinical human trials here in the U.S.
We hope the trials are successful and the vaccine is found to be safe and effective in humans. So in the near future, it can be used to prevent the spread of this devastating disease.
Canadian Health Minister Rona Ambrose talking with Canada's CTV network. The group Doctors Without Borders says 16 of its staffers have been infected with Ebola, 9 have died. There's been another deadly suicide car bombing in Iraq. The vehicle rammed a security checkpoint in northern Baghdad, killing at least 19 people. Defense chiefs.